With Montana News, I'm Aaron Bolton. Glacier and Yellowstone National Parks will remain open during the government shutdown, according to a federal memo. MTPR's Austin Amestoy reports a major drop in staffing will impact park services and gateway communities.
Glacier and Yellowstone National Parks continued welcoming visitors after the federal government shut down. Facilities like visitor centers and restrooms were closed. The Interior Department projected roughly three-quarters of park staff nationwide will be furloughed because of the shutdown. Michelle Ubaraga with the National Parks Conservation Association says park staff and gateway communities have been anticipating this shutdown for weeks.
And it really couldn't come at a worse time for our parks here in Montana.
The association says national parks have lost roughly a quarter of their staff in federal cuts since the start of the year, and Montana's gateway communities that are economically dependent on the parks are waiting to see how the reduction in services impacts tourism. Therese Petkoff leads the Chamber of Commerce in Gardner, north of Yellowstone. She says the last government shutdown in 2018 and 19 lasted so long, a local grocery store started offering lines of credit to help furloughed staff afford food.
We encourage people, you know, not to cancel their trip if that's something that they're thinking about or contemplating, and we're still here and ready to welcome you. Just keep in mind that certain services are going to be very limited.
The parks will still respond to emergencies or wildfire starts and will monitor border crossings in Glacier National Park. The National Parks Conservation Association urges visitors to be extra mindful of their impact on the environment while the shutdown is in effect. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.
I'm Aaron Bolton. This is Montana Public Radio.